flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Seth, music kind of complicates the Super Bowl. It's a really long halftime show. And I want to play some audio of Darius Slay. I think he's more talking about the preparation, the week. But then there's also the execution of the game. And just everything's different. Listen to Darius Slay talking the other day about preparation.
Lane and A.J. Brown especially were talking about how they want to do this run a little bit differently. They want to approach the week differently. Do you agree? What would you do different now that you've done this before?
More of just attacking it, you know what I'm saying? Just attack the week and don't let the week attack you, you know what I'm saying? So be where your feet are. We know we're going to have a lot of family around and probably going to go eat out and stuff like that, which is cool. You hang with your family as much as you can because, you know, family is everything. But you just know it's still a business trip. And let's get after it, because like I said, it is a business trip.
All right, Seth, let's say there's a first-time Eagles Super Bowl participant listening to us right now, like Zach Bond, never been in the game before. He's right here, he's listening, and you get a chance to tell Zach Bond your advice to him. You were in this twice. What would be your advice for the preparation and then the halftime thing? What would be your advice?
So my intent was always, okay, early on, I'm going to figure out my tickets. Once I make my decision on my tickets, family, leave me the hell alone.
Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Done?
And they're probably already done.
Yeah.
That's happening in week one.
Okay.
And whatever decision I make.
That's it.
Don't call me. Yeah. Don't ask me. Don't try to persuade me. It's done.
That is such a huge distraction, by the way.
I believe
the tickets are gigantic. Amazing. And I hope that our Eagles are done with that, too.
I believe it.
Well, for a first-time guy that really doesn't understand it, I mean, you get a lot more tickets, so there's a lot more distractions.
You can buy 15 tickets.
As to what you're going to do. The other thing is, it's a special situation, and you want to be able to enjoy it with your family, but you also got to realize there's a cutoff point. For me, the cutoff point was Tuesday night. After we go to dinner on Tuesday night, it's locked up, okay? And I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing anything. I'm not entertaining anything. Because you got to realize that preparation, even during the season, preparation goes way beyond what you do at the complex. Way beyond that. If it's your intent to be good, if it's your intent to be great, if it's your intent to be elite, it goes way beyond that, John, because you're in the building at 7:30 in the morning, and I don't know how.
Oh, and that's if you don't have treatment. Like if you're hurt, you're there even earlier.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, you know, from a preparation standpoint.
Yeah,
you're in the building at 7:30 in the morning on Wednesday and Thursday. You're usually done by 3:30, you know, and most guys are, you know, they're running for the exits as soon as they possibly can. They've already showered and. You know, by the time you go to your team meeting to go over, you know, 9-on-7 and 7-on-7 and team and the blitz period or whatever you had for the day, those guys are already dressed and ready to go. So the minute that their meeting is over, boom, they're in the parking lot already. Mm. My thing is, you know, in order to be great, in order to be elite, that's when the work really begins for me. Because the minute those meetings are over, now I'm in the back watching more film. I'm breaking down four-game runs.
And do you communicate that to your teammates, or do they see that and then try to follow suit?
Well, I mean, as a leader, you know, it begins with you. It begins with you showing by your habits that this is the way that you prep.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the coaches should be saying some of this stuff too. But as a leader, this is how you get ready, okay? Like, my teammates knew if you were looking for me after 3 o'clock, the only damn place you were going to find me was in the film room on Wednesday, yep. Thursday, and Friday. They knew that. My agent would come out every Thursday, and he would wait for all of his guys to exit the locker room. And he knew that potentially I might be there at 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. But he would wait.
Jeez.
He would wait, you know. But it goes even beyond that, John, because I even took film home. Because, okay, I'm going home at 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. But when I get home, when everybody's quiet and everything, the dogs and everything, you know, the kids asleep, guess what? Let me throw this tape in. See if I can't find me a little something extra, you know. Because, you know, you got the cut-ups, you got the run cut-ups, the pass cut-ups, the short yardage cut-ups, the goal line cut-ups, the third down cut-ups, formation by formation. It's a lot to digest. And if you're going to be great, the only way that you can be that way is you got to be committed as far as that that's concerned. So when I say, boom, cut off on Tuesday night, it's not just as you're cutting them off. It's that I'm watching film. I'm in my game plan. I'm charting beyond the analytical data that the team has provided. I'm trying to find that little thing that allows me to in that moment to be able to anticipate making a play that will change the game.
Right.
You know, and for a veteran during the regular season, even much more, you know, expounded upon in a game like the Super Bowl. You got to get these guys to understand that you've got to turn over every rock and
right.
every leaf and every little thing that
Leave
you can
no
think of.
Leave no stone unturned.
Because you just never know. I mean, the brain.
You don't want to regret it.
The brain is like a computer. If you feed it enough information, when it sees something, it will automatically trigger something. And for me, that was the big deal. I want to be so prepared that if an offensive lineman scratches his ass, I know why he's scratching it.
Well, are the chances that the Eagles see new uncharted looks in this Super Bowl game? It is 100% certain they will see looks they've never seen before. It's the Super Bowl,
because
man.
Spags and Andy pulled that out.
Oh my gosh! Of course, yeah. So you have to prepare for these unknown contingencies.
Yeah, but those situations, that's where, John, where your fundamentals and your technique,
yeah, that's true,
discipline,
too.
Eyes, the integrity of your defense, that's where those things
you rely
take
on your fundamentals.
Yeah, because
for
I
that.
Mean, what happens with a flea flicker? Okay, the safety sees run, he wants to come up and make the play,
yeah.
And the next thing you know, the running back turns around and throws it back to the quarterback. The safety's, you know, out of position. Boom, you got an explosive play. But if his eyes are disciplined, his eyes will never lie to him. Because if you're a single high safety, you are keying the center. And the center can't come across the line of scrimmage because it's a pass, even though they hand the ball off like it's a run. Now, he may fire, but then he's going to stop and start pass. If you stay connected to what you're supposed to do, if you adhere to Bill Belichick's deal, do your job. Mm. If you do those small things, then those trick plays don't get you. You always get got on trick plays because you're overly trying to be aggressive, like Young Trott last week in the fake punt, okay? Now, he's got that guy down the field, but he's overly aggressive, and that over-aggressiveness got him in trouble. That's experience, though. For a young guy, that's experience. But in a game like this, you don't have time to gain experience. And I'm just using that.
No,
as
I understand. Look, Seltzer, remember every time the Eagles are ever in a future Super Bowl that we book Seth that week?
Yeah.
He is bringing frickin' fire today. Holy hell, I love it. With that said, let's get to Time's Yours.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Yeah, Seth is on fire. All right, time's yours should be wonderful this week. Time's yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile. The sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Listen, all the way across the board, we're better than his Chiefs team. But we do know that other variables come into play. Coaches, star quarterbacks, and it doesn't always happen where the best team wins. We have these remnants of when Reed was here and we got beat by Tampa Bay. We got beat by Carolina. And, you know, we're scared. And I wouldn't say scared, but we're apprehensive. Go Birds.
Well, that call's all over the place, man. I don't even know how to respond. There's a bunch of points in there.
The Birds are in New Orleans.
Go ahead, Seth.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
The Birds are in New Orleans. I repeat, the Birds are in New Orleans. Let Operation Second Lombardi commence. Let's hunt. Go Birds.
I like that one. All right, go to back to the last one, Seth. What's your quick response?
Listen, it's you know, the team logo is, you know, we hunt, right?
Yeah.
If you don't hunt, you don't eat. And if you don't hunt with positivity, you certainly don't eat.
Yeah.
So let's not start this nonsense about, you know, being apprehensive.
For sure.
No. We're going down there to eat.
Yeah.
And if you're going to eat, you're going to have to kill. First of all, you're going to have to take, and then you have to kill what you eat. It's a fact.
I'm going to start making a log on words I've never heard before from John Ritchie. Today alone, in a matter of seconds, he used the word fastidious and culcating.
He really is fastidious about all these little things, showing the guys the right way over and over, inculcating this into every guy in that locker room.
Wordsmith, John. That's your mom would be very proud.
I think that was edited. That sounded like there was a little bit of an edit there.
I mean, it doesn't matter to me, man. Look.
John, you're a walking thesaurus, man.
It's impressive.
My mom was an English teacher. I did a lot of reading at home. Lonesome reading.
Very impressive.
Look, he's no John Madden, but let's be happy that we have Tom Brady instead of those lovesick schoolgirls, Romo and Collinsworth. At least he'll be rooting for the Eagles. He's the one that's three-peat. Go Birds!
Go Birds indeed. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
He doesn't want to work. Tom Brady doesn't want a three-peat. Tom Brady does. Like, it's possible that he might be a little more
Eagle-happy. Pro-Eagle.
Joe, can I ask you a question, man?
Yes, sir.
How do you... Did you read the article about Greg Olsen?
No.
About how disappointed he is being moved to number two and... being knocked off.
Olsen is so much better than Brady.
I mean, I felt for him.
Yeah, I felt for him.
And I think he's going to be...
Not fair.
I think he's going to be skipping on out of Fox.
Well, he's going to get one of the main four at some point. It's just, you got to have that door open. Aikman ain't going anywhere. Collinsworth, not too soon, but someday. And who am I forgetting? Oh, Romo. Look, I really think it comes to whether Brady gets booted because of the Raiders. Because they're not going to move him off number one. So not at
30 plus mil a year.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's in a tough spot. All right, we got a few things to quickly rifle through here. Let's get to our Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer, starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, we got to move really fast here. First poll question. Do you feel more nervous or excited? John, how do you think people voted?
Excited wins with a 68%.
Excited, 74%. Second poll question. Is Seltzer going to get Stallone on our show this week, yes or no? Of course he's not going to.
I'm
going to
say no wins with a 90%.
I'm insulted 34% of people believe in James. I think people just like James. It ain't going to happen. I'm rooting for James. I don't think it's going to happen. All right. Next thing. We got to quickly round out a prize today, which is for an Eagles hat, Eagles glass tumbler, and a $50 Visa gift card. And also, for whoever gets chosen here to be eligible on Friday to win one of the two autographed jerseys we have, either the Hurts jersey or the Brandon Graham signed jerseys, both signed. So best scene in a movie. The scene's got to involve sports. Movie doesn't entirely have to involve sports, but there's got to be a sports-related theme in here. Big answers we got today. The Al Pacino speech in Any Given Sunday. Brian's song, the hospital scene, phenomenal. The End of The Natural, Remember the Titans, in Gettysburg. A couple other things were said. I think they're probably the big ones. I mean, no crying in baseball, not quite on the same level.
I thought that was a great answer.
It's not that great.
It's repeated all the time.
It is. Well, it's the most repeated. Yeah. All right, James, your vote.
Brian Song.
Rhea?
Gettysburg scene.
Seth?
I don't care, man.
Well, choose between those two. Brian Song.
There you go.
You know
that's
the deal.
That's an awesome
Piccolo's
one.
Dying and Gettysburg, you know, Remember the Titans. Which scene's better?
Brian Song.
Okay.
Yeah.
John?
Amen to that.
I'm with Brian Song. I'm down with it. Dennis, congratulations. Dennis is in the running for one of the two signed jerseys on Fridays. All right, on Friday. Final Green thing answer. We got to get to. Seth, and if you can, please keep it to about 30 seconds. Seth Joyner's prediction for Super Bowl 59.
Oh, Eagles win this game. There's just no doubt in my mind about it. I'm not fearful of Patrick Mahomes or Andy Reid or Steve Spagnuolo. I just feel like this team, this is almost their destiny. And I feel like they're going to go down there and take care of business. You got BG back, a bunch of energy. A lot of things in their favor. A lot of things in their favor. Give me the Eagles 30-28.
I love Ooh. It. Oh, nail biter. Seth, enjoy it. We'll talk next week.
As a matter of fact, go up to 32. 32-28.
32-28. Good stuff.